All right, and we're here for Afterthoughts, and I am joined by Repo Chip and Lurker from the secret chat room. And we're going to get some just afterthoughts on the whole podcast, maybe what they took from it, what was important, and where they look maybe to go from here in the future, without giving too much, because in case the runners are listening. So what would you guys say was the most important thing maybe revealed in this podcast?
Go ahead.
Going forward, at least, the revelation of the Ides of March thing is probably the most useful in a more immediate sense. There wasn't a whole lot that was given up.
Yeah, they were pretty
really. They were pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah.
I think it was at least a little helpful that CG reminded people, because I mean, a lot of us, we get information, we file it away, and then we sort of forget about it. I think it's at least a little bit valuable that CG just reminded us about her arcade habit, and that we can, you know, match that up a little bit more with her movements, see if we can find any correlation between possible stops and arcade locations, things like that, just so we don't get off track and forget the old clues in the face of the new.
Right. So without giving any specific details as to where you guys are looking, are you close to finding them? Without any specific details, I don't want to know where they are. But are you guys close, or how close have you come? Has it been that close? I know CG said there was a point where 15 minutes away from her, you guys were kind of looking. So is that, did you know that you were that close to her at one point?
We had an idea.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, we had an idea that we were that close. I mean, we knew that we were probably within a couple of hours, or at least we hoped we were.
Right.
But location-wise, specifically with where she was, I mean, I know that strip. I've spent some time in Orlando, and even if we knew what street she was on, since she was in a bar, that really doesn't help that much. I mean, you'd have to go bar hopping for an entire night to check them all.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems like they're pretty, right now, pretty relaxed in how they're dealing with staying low, and it seemed like Mike suggested that as they move forward, it'll get harder, which I think anyone could predict it, and now with the whole thing with their trackers being turned on, what is it, Ides of March?
Mm-hmm.
With that thing happening, I think that kind of proves that it's going to get harder as you move forward. And hopefully for you guys, you're able to catch them as it goes forward. And he seems pretty, Mike, this is, seems pretty confident that all of the hunters, or excuse me, runners won't get away. So when you look at your current progress, are you happy with, has it been a week and a half? Are you happy with where you guys have come to be now? Maybe in the members you have following this, the communication going on between hunters. Are you guys happy with what's going on right now?
I think we're doing pretty good. We've been fairly close to a couple different runners a couple of times without knowing exactly how close, but we're usually behind them. And even when we think we are pretty close, one of the big problems we have is that we don't have enough people on the ground at the moment in the big cities, or where, especially out east where most of them seem to be. As far as communication and having the people decoding stuff and whatever, we have a pretty good group there. Our biggest issue with that is secure communications and keeping the real meat of stuff. Like, for example, if we get a little tidbit that we actually know where somebody is right now, we don't want to tweet that and let them know that we know that. And keeping that kind of information down for even a couple of hours is still hard to do. And we need to work on that more.
Now, have you guys, maybe I'll suggest that to you later. Okay, so you're pretty happy with where you are now. Obviously, you'd like to be closer, because that's kind of the point. Who do you guys think you're going to catch first? Who have you had the most leads on?
Most leads will. Catch first, very good question, because especially with the changes earlier this week, it's going to be hard to tell. I think I actually think it might be Alex, because I think she's too comfortable with her no one having been close really yet. I think she's too comfortable. So I think she might be the first one to make a mistake.
How about you?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely agree that we've gotten the most leads from Will, but part of that is that three quarters of them aren't accurate, I think. He's been flooding us with information that just most of it is no good, even if we figure out what it is. As far as who we're going to catch first, I'm actually starting to consider... I mean, Will seems like he's using his friends a lot. That's making him difficult. He's got them going with him. He's staying at their places. That could be an advantage or disadvantage. But I'm thinking, at least for the moment, Usman, just because we went from having almost nothing on him, I mean, rough city-state kind of area, to a much better idea within the past couple of days. And that it's been just this sharp jump in information. So if I'm going off that, I'd say him.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, is there anything else you guys want to add? Let me ask you this. How did I do?
You did good. Did you? Good.
I like hearing that. Obviously there were limits to what I can. I couldn't look at their IP addresses. That's kind of a given in that situation. But I wanted to be specifically on your side. And I know there's times when I joke, maybe that you guys were throwing these weird questions out there that were very stalkerish, which they are. But that's the point of the game.
I was going to say, isn't that the whole point of the game?
Right. That is the point of the game. And it's like them keeping certain things hidden that maybe they shouldn't, and that's the whole point of their game. And now there's a plane going above my house. That's weird.
We can hear it.
Yeah, I have a very... The mic picks up everything. So is there anything else you guys want to add? Shout-outs at all? You guys want to do shout-outs?
Yeah, CG, Alex, if you're listening, we're going to get you.
I think Alex is going to laugh at that, and CG may lock her door tonight.
I think you might be right.
I'm pretty sure that's accurate. All right, guys, thanks for joining me. Maybe we'll have a chat again. Sometime soon.
No problem.
Thanks.